KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
With another storm looming in KZN, officials say disaster management teams are standing by to respond to any emergencies, including evacuating people at risk. Heavy rain that can lead to flooding and mudslides is expected across the province this evening and tomorrow. The South Coast has been placed on an orange level 6 warning, while other parts of KZN are on yellow level 4. Cooperative Governance MEC Tula Sizwe Buthelezi has urged citizens to exercise caution and avoid unnecessary travel.
Those who do not have an urgent trip to undertake must stay indoors. We must keep away from rivers and all other areas which have a propensity for flooding. In the last few weeks, we've dealt with loss of lives, we've dealt with extreme weather conditions, and we really want to implore to our people to heed the warnings.
A transport MEC Sponiso Duma is also pleading with motorists to take extra care in the wet weather conditions.
The issue of climate condition is real. Our message is clear that when you are on the road, you are not even driving your only vehicle. Just be mindful that you must be adherent to the law. Just adhere to the principles that you must also ensure that others are safe, caution and all those things. So you're driving passengers and all those pedestrians on the road, it is your duty as a driver.
There will be forensic investigations into the Msundusi, Kwadukuza and Nongoma municipalities. MEC Buthelezi announced the probes at a briefing in Durban today. He says they will be under Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. It calls for the MEC to investigate allegations of maladministration, fraud and corruption within a municipality. Buthelezi says he's received complaints of a flagrant abuse of taxpayers' money and a lack of service delivery. He's also shared some of the findings of another forensic investigation into the Uthugela District Municipality and Endumeni Local Municipality. He says it found serious cases of fraud, corruption and maladministration.
In Uthugela, you find that there were repairs that were conducted without proper authorization and where in some instances consulting companies were paid more than 15.5 million rand without any procurement processes having taken place.
At Endumeni, tender processes were flouted. The MEC says the department will table the reports into the two municipalities in the next 7 days. Russian state media is reporting that one of Donald Trump's most senior negotiators will meet Vladimir Putin either today or tomorrow. Special envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow with pressure on the Kremlin to accept a U.S. proposed ceasefire for Ukraine. And Ayo Edebiri says she received insane death threats and racial slurs after a post from Elon Musk. The owner of the social media platform X posted a fake report last year claiming the Bear actress was being considered as a replacement for Johnny Depp in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. She's told fans on Instagram the abuse she received stemmed from his post and called him, quote, an idiot. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Quinton Friend proud of his Hollywood Bets Dolphins side and their journey to the One Day Cup final. Oscar Piastri has signed a new multi-year contract with McLaren ahead of the new F1 season. And Carlos Alcaraz on course for a third consecutive title at Indian Wells.